With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Today kicks off the Wisconsin Indigenous Rider's fourth Missing, Murdered Indigenous Women and People and Opioid Awareness Ride. WXPR's Hannah Davis-Reed talked to organizers about what to expect.
In Wisconsin, Native people, women in particular, are trafficked, abused, and murdered by non-Native people at extraordinarily high rates. Simultaneously, Native communities have been hit hard by the opioid epidemic, and many loved ones have passed. The Wisconsin Indigenous Riders, a group for Native motorcyclists, wants to raise awareness and funds for both causes. This is their fourth year holding the Missing, Murdered Indigenous Women and People and Opioid Awareness Ride. They were inspired by rides that raised awareness for MMIW in South Dakota and North Dakota. Bruce Lemaire is the president of Wisconsin Indigenous Riders.
Due to COVID, many rides were closed, shut down. So we talked among ourselves and we decided that, you know, we could do our own ride.
They connected with Wisconsin's MMIW task force and reached out to families with missing and murdered loved ones. Riders carry red ribbons with the names of missing and murdered people and purple ribbons for opioid awareness. The ride will start at the Lac Vue d'Azur Casino tomorrow and end at the Bad River Casino on the 22nd, with stops at Lac de Flambeau, La Couderay, and more. This is Martin Reinhardt, one of the riders.
We actually ride through the housing areas, and the people come out, the children, the family members come out, and they wave. So as the bikes are thundering through the neighborhoods, there's people that just come out, line up, and wave to us to show their support and appreciation.
Reinhardt is also a vocalist and songwriter for Wawiea, an Indigenous rock group that is performing tonight at 7:30 p.m. at a free benefit concert for the ride. Their music is all original and all Indigenous.
We really like to promote the idea of decolonizing and revitalizing our Indigenous communities. Righting the wrongs. So, you know, our music is a mix. My cousin calls it tribal progressive. And it's really a mix of, like Danny said, rock and roll, little blues, little country, little protest music in there. You can find pretty much any type of music in there.
Registration costs $25 and the ride is open to everyone. For WXPR News, I'm Hannah Davis-Reed.
A Vilas County man is in jail on charges related to child pornography. The Vilas County Sheriff's Office arrested 65-year-old Glenn Barth of Phelps last week. Barth is facing 5 counts of possession of child pornography. He had his first court appearance last Thursday. A judge set bond at $100,000. According to online court records, Barth is not allowed unsupervised access to the Internet, he can't have contact with any minors, and he needs to be fitted with a GPS monitor before being released from jail if he's able to post his bond. Barth will be back in court today for a preliminary hearing. The Vilas County Sheriff's Office says the Wisconsin Department of Justice and the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children assisted with the investigation. A motorcyclist died after his bike hit a utility pole in Portage County. The 27-year-old Millador man was killed early Wednesday morning. A news release from the Portage County Sheriff's Office says a call came in just after 1 a.m. from a utility worker who was investigating a power outage that began about an hour earlier. The worker discovered the motorcycle crash along County Highway G in the town of Carson. There was an unresponsive man near the crashed motorcycle. Preliminary investigation showed the motorcycle was heading south on Highway G when it left the road on a curve and hit the utility pole. The rider was declared dead at the scene. He had not been wearing a helmet. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. A Michigan nonprofit dedicated to keeping oil out of the Great Lakes is celebrating a major victory. A federal appellate court has ruled that Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel's 2019 lawsuit against Canadian oil company Enbridge belongs back in state court. Crystal Blair has more.
Nessel's lawsuit aims to shut down part of the Line 5 petroleum pipeline beneath the Straits of Mackinac over concerns of a potential oil spill. The 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals discovered that Enbridge moved the case from state court to federal court more than 2 years past the deadline for changing jurisdictions. Sean McBrady is campaign coordinator for the group Oil and Water Don't Mix, And he says the appellate court's ruling is justified because Nestle sued Enbridge under the state public trust doctrine and the state Environmental Policy Act.
Essentially, what the doctrine says is that the waters and bottomlands of the state are owned by the people, and it's the duty of the state government to care for them in perpetuity.
In response, Enbridge issued a statement that says in part that they are disappointed in the appellate court's decision and they believe the case should remain in federal court given the clear and substantial questions of federal law raised by the Attorney General's complaint. Crystal Blair reporting.
Farmers markets all across the region are busy as more fruits and vegetables come into season. Fresh produce can bring a big boost to people's health. Bonnie Hesedol is a registered dietitian and certified diabetes care and education specialist with Aspirus Health. She says eating a variety of fruits and vegetables is not just about adding color to your meals. It's about embracing a wealth of nutrients that each color group provides.
So every time you eat, you should be eating a variety of colors. I actually encourage the rainbow diet. So every time you eat, when you eat these rainbow of colors, you're getting a variety of nutrients. They're actually called phytonutrients or phytochemicals, and they help prevent health problems and chronic diseases.
One of the best ways to access a diverse range of fresh, colorful produce is by visiting local farmers markets. These markets not only support local agriculture, but also offer seasonal fruits and vegetables that might not always be available in supermarkets. Hesedol does recognize this can be unaffordable for some people. Aspirus Health has launched the eighth year of their fruit and vegetable prescription program to help people afford healthier foods.
What's wonderful about this is that when I'm having conversations with somebody, I'll recognize if they have a need for more fruits and vegetables in their diet. A lot of the patients that I'm talking to may not have access, or maybe they have food insecurity. They don't have access to the fruits and the vegetables.
Patients are given a voucher for fresh produce at participating farmers markets. Many farmers markets also accept SNAP or food share programs. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.